When the busyness of the day gets in the way of planning dinner, reach for the smooth moves of the dinner handoff. At Miller's Ale House, we've got dinner covered with freshly prepared specials and kids' meals everyone can enjoy. Give yourself a break. Dinner handoff done. Only at Miller's Ale House.
Going to the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash? Then be sure to look for the American Cancer Society elves selling bracelets throughout the building. Buy one or buy a ton in fun holiday colors and support the American Cancer Society, attacking from every angle. For more info about the American Cancer Society or to make a donation, visit cancer.org.
At Walgreens and Duane Reade, you can trust we've got you covered for any surprise the season brings.
Even if I run out of wrapping paper?
Yep, you're good.
What if I forget the hostess gift?
We've got something for everyone on your list.
Okay, let's just say hypothetically my in-laws show up unannounced 2 days before Christmas for the third year in a row.
We have eggnog? Pop over to Walgreens and Duane Reade and find just what you need just in time to be holiday ready. Now with card, Ghirardelli bars are 2 for $5 or $2.99 each, valid through 12/31.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
John Fox is burnt. He's done. And he's talking like he's done. He's coaching like he's done. That was an abomination. That defensive clock management at the end of that game, anybody else would be fired. Especially losing to a team with one win already.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
8 first downs. 8 total against the San Francisco 49ers on your home field. 8 against arguably...
What was then a one-win team.
Yeah, Mark Trestman had a much better winning percentage than this guy.
I mean, lowest in Bears history. He's past Dave Gibron.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. It is time for Hockey Trivia Tuesday. Who holds the record for the most shutouts in one Stanley Cup playoff series with 3? The answer is Michael Layton, who has recently been added to the Wolves roster. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Bears offensive lineman Kyle Long has been placed on injured reserve. He's done for the season. Second straight year, his season has ended prematurely. Defensive lineman Mitch Unrein placed on IR earlier today as well. Bears off today. They return to practice tomorrow to prep for the Bengals. Speaking of those Bengals, safety George Iloka suspended for one game for an illegal hit on Antonio Brown in last night's game versus Pittsburgh. Steelers wideout Juju Smith-Schuster will miss a game as well for his illegal hit on Vontaze Burfict. Both players planning on appealing. Rob Gronkowski's appeal was denied. The Patriots tight end will miss Monday's game versus Miami for a hit he laid on, I don't remember, somebody on the Bills last week. Tried to just go off the top with it. Bulls head coach Fred Hoiberg said today that Nico Miritich could make his return this Friday night in Charlotte. Zach LaVine not due back, though, until early next month. And finally here, Russia banned from participating in the 2018 Olympics for extreme doping violations. Make Burlington your coat headquarters and save big on great styles for the family, plus sweaters, scarves, hats, gloves, and boots for way less Burlington style for everybody. And this scoreboard update brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Morris Jones shoe looks like the Hamburglar.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS, the numeral 4-KIDS.
Hi, Hub.
Hello.
Hub Arkish.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
670 The Score's NFL insider.
I am tired of watching this crap. That was awful today.
Executive editor of Pro Football Weekly.
NFL expert Hub Arkish.
Analyst for Shaw Media, the Chicago Sun-Times, and the Daily Herald.
If Jordan Howard doesn't get the ball 14 or 15 times in the first half, I'm going to break at least 2 TV sets here at The Score.
Hub Arkish.
Hub Arkish doesn't get any better than this.
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Let's talk some football with Hub Arkish, who's on Twitter at Hub_Arkish, director of football content for Shaw Media. He is the editor of Pro Football Weekly. He is brought to you by Built Ford Tough Bears Monday that you can tune in every Monday to hear, brought to you by your local Ford stores. And he joins us in the Grocery Auto Group hotline, find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grocery.com. Hub, hello!
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, good. We had a lot of talk about the carnage last night. And for some, it's always this reminder of, ooh, we get, it puts everything in perspective when we remember football is brutal. And for some of us, it's, you know what, that's what football's been, that's what football is, and that's just part of it. Where are you on it?
Well, you know, I didn't see anything that surprised me, particularly when it's the Bengals and the Steelers. I think you have to remember there's bad blood here that goes back quite a ways, and I think some of that was coming, you know, all week leading up to the game. It's not okay. I'm not defending it. I thought that of all of it, the most egregious was I can't pronounce his name, but the safety's hit on Brown.
George Iloka.
Yeah, George Iloka, because that was. I mean, I know that they don't have the targeting rule in the NFL, but I've watched a lot of college games. I've seen what they call targeting and what they don't. And if that wasn't targeting with the helmet, I don't know what is. You know, I thought the Juju Smith-Schuster, it was more the taunting than the hit. The hit was actually an attempt to make a big play.
Yeah.
And then, sadly, you know, the most serious one of all was Shazier. That's self-inflicted damage, you know, trying to make a play. And so you have it all encapsulated in that one game. You know, the dangers of playing the game, the fact that there are going to be helmet-to-helmet hits that sometimes aren't intentional, and then the obvious ugly ones. And, you know, I thought part of it, to be honest with you, I try never to comment on broadcasters because I'm one. I don't want anybody ripping me. But I thought McDonough and Gruden did a horrible job. You know, they were trying to be anti-violence and pro-football, and it just felt like they were stepping all over themselves, and at some point they just made it worse instead of better.
And then we have Bears 49ers for you to talk about. That was the last 2 minutes, the defensive clock mismanagement. I, you know, I'm a novice football watcher, I guess, but there were so many things that I thought were done wrong along the way. And then the answer afterwards. I mean, at what point, when is enough enough when it comes to John Fox?
Well, you know, you actually caught me a little off guard there, Jason, because I got to be honest with you, I haven't really even wasted a lot of time thinking about the last 2 minutes. That game ended when the Niners got the ball at their own 6-yard line with 5 or 6 minutes left, whatever it was. Uh-huh. You could see it building to that all day long. And you know, this is the irony of this to me is that there's so much talk the last couple of days about the defense. The defense, undermanned with 5 starters gone, held them to 15 points. You're supposed to win this game. I mean, this is all about the awful offense that should be better with the talent they do have. They were actually as healthy on Sunday as they've been all year long on offense, and it was just terrible. And it's clear that they don't have a plan. They don't have a style. They don't have a system, and that's, you know, you can go back to last year. This thing changed when John Fox decided to give the job to Dowell Loggins, and it's not all Dowell Loggins' fault. He's a nice guy. I don't wish him any ill. He's in way over his head, and had they picked a qualified offensive coordinator when Adam Gase left last year, I don't know that things wouldn't be different right now, even with all the, you know, the quarterback issues and whatever decisions they've made. But the answer to your question is, you know, we know it's over, and I think it's going to wait until Black Monday. It may even be Tuesday. Monday's going to be New Year's Day. I'm trying to remember. Maybe you guys remember, but it seems to me that the Emory Trestman thing was on Tuesday, not Monday. I could be wrong about that.
I was gone.
But some teams, you know, some teams go right away for Black Monday. Some teams wait a day. Sometime within 48 hours after the final game, it will be the biggest upset in Bears history if there's not a change. And you know, I think we saw if it didn't happen after Sunday, it's not likely to happen until then.
Do you agree with Giants owner John Mara that the firing of McAdoo and Reese at this time gives them a tactical advantage in the pursuit of their replacements?
Yeah, because even though there are, you know, we hear about tampering and this and that, nobody's naive enough to think that people don't talk, you know, and that you're not reaching out to agents and representatives. And, you know, I was listening to you guys a little bit last night. I was in and out of the car, but I think you did miss something on Ernie Accorsi. Ernie is a personnel GM front office guy. He was never a PR guy. I think you may have confused that with Joe Bailey, who's the guy that the Bears hired to find Jerry Angelo back in 02. Ernie actually was the GM who built the 07 Super Bowl team. So, you know, whether he got it right here with Fox or not, that's a different subject. But there was no way the Giants were ever going to go to anybody else. And of course, he has been doing this, you know, as a practice for the last 5, 6, 7 years. And by giving him and the rest of the organization this 4 or 5 week head start, it's almost like they're watching tape on coaches instead of players right now.
The reason I brought him up as a PR guy is that he got his start as a reporter and began as the Penn State assistant SID. He was he was the publicity director there before he got into the actual personnel side of things.
Yeah, I get it. But, I mean, I think it's important to note he's a highly successful GM, front office guy who built a Super Bowl team. Now, whether he's good at what he's doing now or not, and, you know, I mean, he's a friend of mine. We've talked about this before. So, you know, maybe I'm being a little defensive, but I would say that in answer to your question, when you take a guy who has done this both successfully and unsuccessfully and you give him a head start on everybody else, I think absolutely it probably does benefit you.
So should the Bears make a move then?
Well, I mean, who are the Bears? Who's their guy? You know, if of course he is working for the Giants and you know, I don't
Ryan Pace, the short answer, and I'm not being glib about this, but based on what the Bears said when they hired him, their guy is Ryan Pace.
Dan, I agree, and I believe that to be the fact, but there are other people out there who want to debate it, who think that Pace could be in trouble too. I don't think there's any sign of that whatsoever. I do think that Ryan's the guy, but the different situation is that Ryan is a full-time GM of the Bears, has probably been preparing for this for several weeks already, so, you know, you don't need to give him a head start. He's already working on it as opposed to bringing an outside guy like a Corsi. So, I still think that if you know you're going to do it, to not take a look at Vic Fangio to me is crazy. But everything I've heard in the last week or two is that there may have been some bad feelings on both sides when they tried to extend Vic last year at the end of the season, and Fangio, you know, said no thanks, and that may have something to do with this. So at the end of the day, it seems pretty clear that Fangio's not a candidate. And if he's not going to be a candidate, you don't want to put him in the job and have him do real well for a couple weeks, because then you're helping some other team.
Hub, it seems like the Giants are very interested in Josh McDaniels. He's the hot name. I've asked you about some other coordinators, guys like Jim Schwartz and Pat Shurmur. And I saw Todd Haley perform again last night with, of course, one of the best, if not the best wide receiver, a Hall of Fame quarterback, and a very, very talented running back. So he's got a great trio. Todd Haley, what's his deal? Is he a guy that wants to be a head coach? I know he's got history here in the city of Chicago. Can his exploits after his Chicago tenure be thought of as something that will erase whatever happened here? Like, what's Todd Haley's deal right now?
Well, you got to put these guys in two different categories, and you have to remember that Todd was a head coach in Kansas City, and the answer is that he's a different kind of guy. I like Todd Haley, you know, but there are things about his personality that just don't scream NFL head coach. And quite frankly, that's one of the big reasons it didn't work out in Kansas City. It wasn't about losing so much. And so it's got to be a situation that is a really nice fit for him. And because he is a different kind of a guy, I think Ryan Pace is pretty buttoned up. We know that the McCaskies are nothing if not somewhat staid and conservative.
Is he a different kind of guy like Bruce Arians is a different kind of guy?
Yeah, okay. He is. Not in the same way, but yes, that's a good analogy. And so, and I don't think that's why Arians didn't work. I think Arians didn't work because he wanted some things that they didn't want to give him, you know, and that was before Ryan Pace was here. So, you know, I'm not sure if Todd's going to get another chance again or not. Okay. You know, he's doing a really nice job there. And he's a really good football coach. Yeah. But because of his personality quirks, he may be one of these guys who's much better served. You know, listen, Wade Phillips had 3.5 jobs if you count all the interim gigs. And it just he wasn't meant to be a head coach. He's one of the best defensive coordinators in the history of the game. Maybe that's who Vic Fangio is. That's who Dick LeBeau is. You know, maybe that's who Todd Haley is.
We're going to have more with Hub after we take a brief timeout. We are going to spray to all fields around the NFL, talk a little bit about the Rob Gronkowski suspension and other things. This segment brought to you
by Volvo. Sweden's greetings from Volvo. This holiday season, enjoy limited time offers on cars like the XC90. Visit your local Volvo dealer today. Football talk with our senior Bears and NFL expert rolls on next on The Score.
Listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Tiki Barber with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Perhaps the farther removed from the NFL fields become, the more perspective you have on the dangers and brutality of the game. After last night's Monday night matchup between the Steelers and Bengals, which was a vicious and an ugly look for the league, quarterback Ben Roethlisberger said it was just, quote, AFC North football. Mind you, Steelers linebacker Ryan Shazier was taken off on a backboard. Wideout Juju Smith-Schuster illegally crack-blocked Bengals linebacker Vontaze Burfict, which forced him out of the game. And later, Antonio Brown took a headhunting shot from George Iloka while catching a touchdown. There were 11 personal fouls. As fans, we enjoy tough, hard-nosed play. But given the long-term stakes of these injuries, no one wants to watch a game where players are intentionally trying to hurt each other. With due respect to the great Big Ben, it's just not okay anymore. I'm Tiki Barber.
This holiday season, Groupon has something for everyone. Because Groupon has gifts for people who like getting stuff and people who like doing stuff. People who like cookware and people who like restaurants. People who like headphones and people who like concerts. People who like staying in and people who like going out. People who like relaxing in front of a new TV and people who like relaxing at a high-end spa. So whether they like getting stuff or doing stuff, you can find the perfect gift on Groupon. Download the app and save. Groupon.
In a rush for lunch, but bored with the options? With the drive-thrus and desk eating no longer cut it, it's time to lunch up at Miller's Ale House. Fast, fresh, and filling lunch specials start at just $5.99, Monday through Friday. So stop unwrapping your lunch and start enjoying it only at Miller's Ale House.
Going to the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash? Then be sure to look for the American Cancer Society elves selling bracelets throughout the building. Buy one or buy a ton in fun holiday colors and support this worthy cause. The American Cancer Society is saving lives with breakthrough research, free lodging, and rides to treatments for patients in need. A 24/7 live helpline, and that's not even all they do. It's easy for you to help. Just buy a bracelet. All proceeds support the American Cancer Society. American Cancer Society, attacking from every angle. For more info or to make a donation, visit cancer.org.
You're a doctor looking to secure financing on a new home with no money down and no PMI, then you need to call David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg Mortgage Experts to secure information about the Team Hochberg Doctor Program. This amazing loan program is available to medical doctors who have at least an MD, DO, DDS, or DMD degree and an employment contract. Medical doctors, including dentists, podiatrists, ophthalmologists, and veterinarians who qualify, can purchase a home with no money down and no PMI. That's right. No money down and no PMI. David and the mortgage experts on Team Hochberg are one of the few lenders to offer this exclusive and amazing loan to doctors. So if you or a family member is a doctor and you'd like more information about this outstanding loan program, pick up the phone and call David now at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. David and Team Hochberg help thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358, NMLS 19186.
Denise, when you're not near, my heart does decrease? No. No, that's not good.
He went to Jared because he realized a necklace would probably say it a little better. It's the Jared Last Chance to Save event, with amazing discounts store-wide, special pricing on hundreds of new pieces, and exclusive jewelry you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Last Chance to Save event, December 7th through 10th. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
At Walgreens and Duane Reade, you can trust we've got you covered for any surprise the season brings.
Even if I run out of wrapping paper?
Yeah, you're good.
What if I forget the hostess gift?
We've got something for everyone on your list.
Okay, let's just say hypothetically my in-laws show up unannounced 2 days before Christmas for the third year in a row.
We have eggnog?
Pop over to Walgreens and Duane Reade and find just what you need just in time to be holiday ready. Now with card, Ghirardelli bars are 2 for $5 or $2.99 each, valid through 12/31.
That's right, you. Wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, good news, you can, and it's very easy. I'm talking about the world's softest pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. They're created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny. They're kind of like cashmere, only like a lot better. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, warmth, and comfort. You'll love the way they look. It's more than a gift. They're a feeling, an invitation for her to relax just a little bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. So visit today and surprise her with something that she'll love all winter long. You don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So go to Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent you.
Right now at the Home Depot, get free shipping on Duracell batteries, AA, AAA, 9-volt, whatever you need. Order them up and we'll ship them for free. With holiday savings, pros know this is the best time of year to save on everything for the job. And right now, that includes extra savings on the number one trusted battery brand, Duracell. It's one more way we're bringing power to the pro with free shipping on Duracell batteries, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
How's Auto Park?
Friday, join the Bernstein and Goff Show with Bud Light from 1 to 6 p.m. at Another Round Bar and Grill, 5141 Main Street in Downers Grove. Come see the broadcast, enjoy Bud Light specials, and pick up some Score swag. Brought to you by Bud Light, famous among friends.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago sports station.
Hub Arcus, that didn't get any better than this.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't get any better than this, because then we can expand and talk about the rest of the NFL. Actually, we've been talking about the NFL the first segment. We're going to continue that this segment here on the Bernstein and Goff Show. Tomorrow, you will have Hub. And when I say you, that means the callers, Frank and Tom and everybody out there. Todd. I always call him Tom from Gardner.
Tom. Get his name right.
Well, he's a Browns fan.
He hasn't gotten anything right in his life. And here's the thing, Hub. We've been joking about that. As much flack as we give Todd about being a Browns fan, I don't think any Bears fan or observer is in a position to do that right now. Because if you're looking over those two rosters and, you know, you really had to be as cold and calculating, wouldn't you take the Browns right now over the Bears?
Not a chance.
Really?
Yeah.
The two rosters.
Yeah, the two rosters. I wrote a piece last night that won't go until Thursday. But guys, I don't think the Bears are as bad as most people do. I think that with a professional coaching staff on offense, with a few more playmakers on either side of the ball, I think this team is going to surprise some people fairly quickly.
Ooh.
I worry.
How quickly?
I worry.
And what constitutes a surprise?
You know, how quickly? I mean, a couple playmakers on either side of the ball isn't that easy. But what I did was I sat down and I did a breakdown, and this will be in the Pro Football Weekly insert on Thursday. So all the Shaw newspapers, the Daily Herald papers, ProFootballWeekly.com. But I detailed the roster when Fox and Pace arrived and what they had to work with and what they're going to have to work with when we assume the new coaching staff arrives. And it is like night and day. There's some interesting young talent on this football team. I don't know that they're not going to need a complete rebuild, that this is going to work, but they are in much better shape today than they were 2.5 years ago. These kids are all 23, 24, 26 years old, and there are some who are going to be players. So, you know, I look at the Cleveland Browns, and they haven't figured out their quarterback situation yet. I mean, they don't have anywhere near. They've got Josh Gordon back if he can stay out of trouble, but I wouldn't take Josh Gordon over Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen, you know, as far as guys I can count on. And I look on the defensive side of the ball.
But you think they're going to figure out the quarterback position this draft, right? I mean,
why would I think that? I mean,
the top three guys.
You know, it's interesting, Jason. Everybody during the offseason, oh, this could be a legendary quarterback class. This is a bad quarterback class. This is not as good a group as you had last year. There are no sure things here. Sam Darnold's been disappointing. Josh Rosen's got some issues. You know, Baker Mayfield's too small. I mean, I can go on and on. There are no guarantees in this quarterback class. So, I wouldn't want to have either team. I'd rather have the Eagles or the Rams,
right,
you know. But
right.
I mean,
why does nobody talk about Lamar Jackson as a quarterback? I mean, it's just
because he doesn't project to an NFL style offense. That doesn't mean he won't be great. I mean, you know, Russell Wilson didn't project, and look at him. So
right.
Lamar Jackson, maybe. If I just didn't get there, I should have kept going down the list. But I was rattling off the names that you're
Josh
hearing
Allen,
now
some potential. Of the other dudes.
I mean, Josh Allen.
He lost everybody on that Wyoming team. That's what I heard from Todd McShay this morning.
Josh Allen lost
his lineman. He lost his running back. He lost his mind. Everything happened to him.
He's a fourth or fifth round pick right now.
You
know, you can talk about the body all you want, you know, but I mean, that's not what these guys draft off of. So anyway, getting back to the original point, you guys, the Bears are a professional operation. They've made more mistakes than what they've gotten right in the last year or so. They got a lot of stuff to fix. But the Browns are not a professional operation. I'm sorry, Todd. I'm not trying to kill you here, but I mean...
Yeah, don't call tomorrow, Todd. He's answering your question right now.
No. I mean, Todd knows this better than anybody. You know, matter of fact, it's funny because I was reading somebody else wrote about this today, and they were talking about what's Jimmy Haslam supposed to do? You know, I mean, everything he's touched is turned to garbage, quite frankly, and yet he still likes Hugh Jackson. Hugh Jackson's 1-27.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't bring him back. So, no, I'd rather be in the Bears situation than the Browns.
Kyle Long gets shut down today, gets put on IR. You know, I said it yesterday, and I had a tough time doing it, but the Tommy Harris thought where you see a guy that could be so much and is so much for those first 2 years, and then football happens where the injuries just start to erode your talent. Do you think that Kyle Long will ever be the same, or will get back to what we saw those first couple of years?
Well, you know, I know that the hand can be fixed, the fingers that got all torn up a few weeks ago. The shoulder can be fixed. What was bothering him throughout the summer and early in the season was the ankle, which allegedly had been fixed. And so, you know, whether he needs another procedure, you know, whether it's an off season of rehab, I don't know. I think the difference with Tommy Harris is that the injury that eventually derailed his career was predictive coming out of Oklahoma, and he just was too good, and it didn't bother him those first 5-6 years. But then when it went completely. You know, he tore a muscle completely away from the bone, and that was it. So with Kyle, it's wear and tear. With Tommy Harris, you took a chance, and I think you won because mm-hmm. you got those three incredible years, but you got a short career because he was damaged goods coming out of school.
Should the Bears have known better on Cairo Santos, or did he pass every possible physical test? Because it just seems like he had this chronic injury that wasn't getting any better. It was better enough for the Bears to convince themselves he was okay until he wasn't okay and they had to go sign another kicker.
No, my understanding is that he completely passed the Chiefs physicals. They wouldn't have been able to let him go without a settlement if he hadn't. He had actually checked in with a couple teams. I think he was healthy. I think groins are tricky, and I don't even know that this is exactly the same injury. So I don't think they missed on this. And, you know, and it's interesting, they put him on IR. I think they want to protect him. I think they want to have him back next summer. He's a young kicker who's pretty good, and I just think that, you know, sometimes groins and calves, everything I've been told is that probably the two most difficult injuries to rehab completely.
All right, so what happens when those draft types or those GMs get into those offices and start talking about the love of football? Because we have now our first guy this year who says, you know what, this bowl isn't important enough, and I'm getting ready to go make some money. And it's Derwin James, who I think will be a top six or so pick, a terrific player out of Florida State, terrific defensive player out of Florida State. What say you when it comes to guys saying, you know what, this is the last football game that I'm not going to play in?
Well, I don't know if it's love of football. You could almost argue they love it so much they don't want to risk their future. I think it's a character issue that you say, is this a guy who will quit on his team because he's quitting on his college team by not playing in this game? That's the question.
Some people questioned Jabril Peppers last year the same way, right?
Well, he was on the field for pregame warm-ups. You know, whether he actually was hurt or not, I don't know.
I'm not saying
yes or no.
I mean,
Leonard Fournette and Christian McCaffrey a month before said, bye, guys, I got other stuff to do.
Right.
You know, so I think if Peppers wanted to, he would have done the same thing. I think it looks much fishier when you get hurt in pregame warm-ups, or actually it was the day before, supposedly. But I don't know, you know, whether he was really hurt or not. But all three of them, you know, so now the issue is you bring them in. Can you count on them? Will they play through injuries? You know, will they go when they're not 100%? These are the questions that are raised. I know that there's I think this is probably 50-50 there, or maybe I'm even in the minority, because I don't really like it. I think, you know, you made a commitment to a school. You made a commitment to those 80, 90 guys. You're in it together. You play it out. You can get injured at any time, both on or off the football field. But I hear from a lot of people who I respect who say they get it. You know, they're risking multi-million-dollar careers here.
Jalen Smith changed a lot of things, man.
Yeah, I mean, some people say it's smart. You know, I don't know. I think it's individual taste. It's kind of like so much that's going on in this country right now. You're not going to get people to completely agree on one side or the other.
Hub, look forward to tomorrow when you get to answer everybody's questions right here on the Bernstein and Goff Show.
All right, guys. Have a great night.
That is Hub Arkush. We've got It's On coming up.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak, and it's time for Hockey Trivia Tuesday. Who holds the record for the most shutouts in one Stanley Cup playoff series with 3? The answer is Michael Layton. He's recently been added to the Wolves roster. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Kyle Long done for the season. Bears offensive lineman placed on IR for the second straight year earlier today. Defensive lineman Mitch Unrein placed on IR as well. Elsewhere in the NFL, Steelers linebacker Ryan Shazier will remain hospitalized in Cincinnati and undergo more tests over the next 24 to 48 hours. He suffered a scary-looking back injury in last night's game versus the Bengals. 2 suspensions from that game as well. Steelers wideout Juju Smith-Schuster and Bengals safety George Iloka will both miss a game for violating league safety rules. To basketball, Bulls head coach Fred Hoiberg said that Nico Mirotic could return this Friday night in Charlotte, but Zach LaVine's still about a month away. Hockey Blackhawks goalie Corey Crawford's IR stint may be shorter than expected. He's going to resume skating tomorrow, eligible to come off the IR this Friday. And finally, Russia. They've been banned from participating in the 2018 Olympic Games, which will be held in South Korea for severe doping violations. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Get Covered Illinois. The deadline to enroll in health insurance on Get Covered Illinois is approaching fast. You must sign up by December 15th to get covered for 2018. Go to getcoveredillinois.gov or call 1-866-311-1119 to shop for a plan or schedule free in-person help. And get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
Yeah, I'm too busy looking at Dane Plackett with a jock strap on his head.
I can tell you what's on right now for me. I have no idea what's actually on Sportswise tonight. For us, over the last few minutes here, we've had WFLD Fox 32 News. So the 5 o'clock news starts. The very first story is winter arrives with
cold
huge
weather.
Temperature drop. Cold weather in Chicago.
No one died.
In December. So there's Dane Plackett, right? And Dane has this beautiful head of silver hair is out there. And just
skyline in the background.
Yeah, just yeah.
And I can tell you it's extremely cold. I'm Dane Plackett. Yesterday it was warmer. Today it is colder. Let's go to the videotape. And then so at 5:30 they go back they switch it up, so they go back. Let's go live to Dane Plackett. And now he's got this like black headband on. He's like, I can tell you how cold it is. It's gotten even colder to the point where I've donned a headband to protect my sensitive ears.
I'm waiting for him to do the Quincy Richardson Darius smile.
Exactly.
Three goggles, headbox.
The Dealey box.
What is he doing?
Why does he have that big ass headband on?
Awesome.
Do you remember the D-band?
Oh, dude, but Jamal Crawford.
And Eddie Curry.
Eddie Curry and
they
Jamal, yeah.
Marketed something called the D-band, which looked like underpants you wore on your head. They dropped him off at the station.
Keep your head nuts intact.
Yarr. Yeah. It had it was a headband, but it had a 45-degree angle
down the middle,
strap connecting the front to the back on an angle that made it look like the letter D.
I'm Dane Placco, and I'm wearing a D-band because it's cold.
That's what's
in all. Chicago in December.
Oh, man. All right, so...
No, local news without the sound is great.
Ridiculously fun.
It's great because we just do the sound.
Mm-hmm. That's all you need. That's all you need. All right, so tonight.
Dan, back to you.
Stop.
Still cold. It's December in Chicago.
My forehead and my ears are warm.
My nose is freezing. I need nose protection.
I'm going to take a handle of vodka to the face as soon as this camera is off.
They pan down. He's not wearing pants. Other parts are cold as well.
He's got a mistletoe belt on. All right, stop. All right, so.
And home of the Whopper boxers.
Now that is imagery, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think there's anything more that could be done this segment. The picture that we just painted for you about Dane Placco, please tweet him, by the way, and tell him all the things that he's wearing.
And just ask Dane if he's cold or not. In Chicago, in December, outside, in the wind.
That's the lead story.
Breaking news, Chicago cold.
All right, tonight, I am not going to be working tomorrow. Anthony Heron will be in tomorrow for me, so... you'll get Mega Golf in, you know, much, much better looking, much more articulate, you know, more football-y. You'll get him in tomorrow. Tonight, nothing will be on for me because I will be at the United Center, taking in Jay-Z's final tour.
Oh, that's why you're off tomorrow.
That's not why. I got some other stuff I gotta do with the kid too, but, I'm going to go see Jay-Z tonight. So if anybody else is out there, I look like Vincent Goodwill. Because I think Vinny is going as well. Happy birthday, by the way. Vincent Goodwill's birthday was yesterday.
Looks good for 52, doesn't
he? Yeah. Well, Detroit, you know, Detroit.
Black don't crack.
Yeah, exactly. You get moisturized on a daily basis in the Detroit school system.
Whether you want to or not.
You don't learn a thing. But, you know, the buildings that are set on fire, they make sure that your face doesn't become ashen because of it.
I'm not sure what to do with this schedule.
You got yourself
here.
A bad menu in front of you?
Yeah.
You look like you're looking for the calamari. You're like, they can't do calamari.
This is like me at one of those ingredient restaurants where everything looks good until it's got cranberry quinoa. It's got
cranberry quinoa.
I'm saying there's always, you know, those restaurants where it's everything's fine except one ingredient screws everything up. It's like it would be a perfect.
I don't need brown sugar.
It would be
in
a perfect eggs Benedict if it didn't have a pomegranate coulis. You know, it's like whatever. It's like it's always something. It's like everything sounds great except it's like maple bacon normal bacon.
There's a lot of restaurants that are doing too much in this city.
Ingredient.
Right now.
I call them ingredient restaurants.
So I did not know that they had a name in your life.
Where you screw it, make the food. Or I'm going to go to Jerry's Grill and I'm going to get a damn BLT and y'all can shut up.
Oh, you can't lose with a BLT.
No.
Am I wrong that I don't need the third piece of bread in the BLT?
You are not wrong. That's a BLT club.
Okay.
That's not a BLT.
Yeah, I just need the two pieces of bread, the bacon, lettuce, and tomato, a little mayo.
One of the best sandwiches I have ever eaten in my life was at Bacon Fest. And my wife and I went to Bacon Fest, and everybody was trying the fancy bacon. And, oh, it's garlic bacon ice cream. Oh, this is sweetened with a special kind of artisan sugar. And there's one place, I want to say it was, might have been.
This is what we do.
I want to say it was Newski's Bacon.
Newski's Bacon.
I think it was Newski's Farm. I believe that's who it was at Bacon Fest. I could be wrong. And all it was.
Look at you. As soon as I put it in right there.
There were two people and a small griddle top. And it was a 10-slice BLT on white bread with Hellman's mayonnaise and iceberg lettuce. And I had been walking around there for 2 hours drinking Templeton's rye and drinking beer and eating everything bacon.
Having a great time.
And I said, you know what? I said, where was this the whole time? Where was a damn properly made bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich? And the
people shoving
nice
all kinds of bacon things in your face all day long.
I love Bacon Fest, but even the tomato, they didn't over, it was just a slice of beefsteak tomato.
It's heaven.
It's all you need.
It's
BLT all you
is
need.
Maybe
right?
A little bowl of soup on the side.
Not even.
No?
I mean,
a little tomato basil or something like that?
No, I don't want to double up on the tomato flavor.
But there's different tastes, though. A fresh tomato and tomato basil.
No, I'm a grilled cheese and tomato soup guy.
Well, be that guy on Saturday.
No. I don't think they...
be a grilled cheese guy. Does Gina Georgettis have a grilled cheese on
off
the menu?
The menu here, guys.
Oh,
special order, right?
Yeah. I told Nicole yesterday, I'm like, yeah, we got the show dinner. She's like, that'll be nice. I'm like, yeah, I'm paying for it. She's like, oh, that's going to
be nice for them.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, oh, that's going to be about $500, $600. I'm like, yeah, these guys are going to take me to town. But
we're not football players. Come on. So anyway, the college basketball slate.
$1.20 a person.
You tell me what I should watch here. Michigan State at Rutgers.
Why are you asking me? Like
I don't know.
You shouldn't have been watching some of these preliminary
Maybe
games as well.
Villanova Gonzaga sounds pretty good.
Hey, Nova's got
two top five teams.
Yeah, I know.
Nova's got a McDonald's All American.
Jalen Brunson
But they got a freshman who's I think is a five star as well. Jalen Brunson, after a couple of years of just being another guy Josh Hart, he's got like they gave him the ball finally, and he's a preseason All American.
Yeah, he's trying to do some little James Harden things.
I remember watching that kid walking in the bowels of the UC because his dad, Rick Brunson, who was an assistant coach for the Bulls, one of the more surly dudes of all time that I ran into. But, you know, you knew his kid was a good player. I remember him watching him walk around.
There were some issues.
But, man, that kid has turned into quite the player. So, yeah, dude, you know who to watch. You know what to watch. You know, just some college b-ball on. Maybe this is the night where you just hang out with the fam.
I can't. I got to go back and forth from hockey and she's out of town anyway.
When does hockey end?
Never.
Like, seriously, dude. Never. Every day you tell me about a hockey trip or practice.
Because as soon as the
season
ends.
Like, 4 days out of the week, it's hockey, right?
As soon as the season ends, it's spring hockey.
That's too much hockey.
That's hockey, baby.
Yeah, that's hockey, baby. Do that hockey.
That's a lot of hockey.
Yeah, we had a thing. By the way, do not tell my wife.
Well.
About.
Don't say. Well, she doesn't listen. Go ahead.
No, she's out of town. She's in South Carolina. But, man. Slap shot to the face, like slap shot from the point, full crank.
Your wife?
No, the kid the other night.
Oh.
She wasn't at the game. She was already out of town. Oh. I mean, right to the middle of the cage, snaps his head back.
Shook you a little bit.
And he does the, centers himself.
Shake out the cobwebs
right.
kind of deal.
So, and I kind of got to look at you. Okay. So I'm fine. So, I'm texting with her. Unbelievable game. Crazy game. We're out at Niles Sunday night, and they end up winning the game. So I mentioned, he took one off the cage, whole thing. Is he okay? So we get to the car. I said, you all right? He goes, yeah, I'm fine. He goes, I couldn't hear out of my right ear for 5 minutes.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Earl Campbell Bernstein.
I said, what? He goes, yeah, it happens in practice all the time. What?
He walked over the New York Giants sideline.
Right. Like, come on, man. And then
Greg Gabriel drafted him.
So listen. So if you
and called him an a-hole.
So if you are listening and you did hear that, don't tell my wife.
Well, you know what I always say. I go to Pee Wee hockey to see other kids take pucks off the mask. I don't give a damn about their kids. Right? You know what I mean? This little Jewish kid in goal. I come here to see him.
Jason's like Spiegel, just substitute youth hockey for Little League baseball. Find games with other people's kids to watch.
I show up just like Bernstein does when it's time.
So wait, Spiegel goes and creeps other people's kids' games.
Well,
hey,
if he sees
like
a little league game,
he'll
just
stop.
Pull
okay.
up.
Okay.
No, there's not okay.
Ryan Terrio used to do that at Wells Park.
That's like the
because
prequel.
He looked like he could play second base there. Probably
it's like a prequel to
that too.
To a TCAP episode. You gotta make sure that you're not watching.
All right,
kids
so
that
he's in the
yours.
Concert. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. You guys,
what do you guys got?
I'm making us the official. College basketball wise, I'm getting us on a bandwagon as a show.
Okay.
Because when we're
Notre
out
Dame's
there,
right there for you. What are you doing?
Well, as a show, I know you're never going to be on that.
Arizona
so I'm not gonna,
State.
Close. Very close. We don't know their nickname, so we can't quite do that. But Grand Canyon.
Irm Shepkowski.
That's where Dan Marley is coaching. I don't know if you
Grand
guys.
Grand Canyon. I know who Dan. We know
the Brad in Traverse City, Michigan. Thunder
oh,
Dan
Jesus.
Marley.
But they're only in their fifth year of D1 basketball playing in the WAC. They're on tonight, and if you've not yet seen kind of their home festivities.
They're in a real conference?
Fifth year of D1 basketball. They're in the WAC.
Grand Canyon?
Grand Canyon.
That
it
sounds like
experience.
Something that should be D2.
It has been for
the WAC
a long
is a real
time.
Conference.
Right. It's only their fifth year of D1 basketball.
Okay.
But I'm telling you. And this is, it's not a fair shout out to them tonight because they're on late. They're playing St. John's.
Oh, and they're the Antelopes, too.
Yes. But as a show, we have to get out to spring training this year and take in one of these games.
Oh, yeah.
Where do
I'm
the Antelopes play?
They
down.
Play at wow. Grand Canyon Jesus. University
Are
Stadium or Arena.
Are you? And then I get the booze. Did you hear that
Canny.
Just now?
I think I thought that was good.
that
you can't just keep that one.
Super dad. Yeah, on I know. Yeah, exactly. You know, you just blurt it out as you're walking out. I should have dropped it on the show. Yeah, no, Dan Marley, Dan Marley's restaurant was the only place I ate at during the Super Bowl week that I was down there for Bleacher Report.
That's where Maddie and I watched the Cubs playoff game when Lou Piniella was saving Carlos Zambrano for the game that never was.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Nice little bar. Nice little joint.
Yeah.
And me and Doug Gottlieb had ourselves a pop or two in there.
Dan came by, actually, to make sure our wings were good.
Dan Marley. I didn't like him as a player, but... He always seemed like a decent, very orange.
I love orange people.
Super orange.
Channy, what's your deal?
What's probably going to watch.
That's the name of the segment.
What's the deal with Tannehill?
I got Curb on the DVR, but I can't stop laughing at the image of Jason at the JC concert, just shouting out in between songs like, "Dude, justify my thug," like the worst JC song.
Right. Devils, please. No, yeah.
I'm going
B-sides. Don't worry. I want all of Blueprint 3 to be played.
03 Bonnie and Clyde.
Hey, don't you start now. That song solidified a lot of relationships with chicks that you knew you weren't going to commit robberies with.
I know what girls like. That's my joint.
Oh my God. Yeah, I just hope he's canceled a lot of these concerts. So, because they can't fit all his screens into certain venues and they don't know until the day before. There's a ton. He comes
nice
with
planning.
He comes with a ton of screens.
Yeah, well, can't you measure them?
I guess.
There's a concept of measuring lost on Jay-Z's people.
Well,
if only there were a device to determine the size of something.
They're placed in different portions or places in the arena. Mm-hmm. So like every
you can
arena
also
has
to measure the places in the arena.
Hey, back in my day, two turntables and a microphone. That's all we needed.
Well, no pyrotechnics, because I know that angers Jay Zawoski. You're not a real art artist if you've got fire and smoke and all those other things. Jay, if
smoke machine.
I love talking music with Jay because it's like if you do anything besides play a piano or sit on a stool with a guitar, then he doesn't want it. He doesn't want any of the accompaniment. Damn it, he wants it to sound like it's straight off the vinyl. That's why I love talking to him. No, I'll enjoy myself tonight at the concert because I'll be damned if I didn't. There better be a certain amount of enjoyment for the amount of money I paid for these tickets.
This segment brought to you by Taco Bell. So easy to dip, so hard to put down. Rolled chicken tacos are back, shredded chicken all rolled up with your choice of dips only at Taco Bell. Lawrence Holmes is coming up on the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Lance Briggs is going to join him at Oak Forest Bowl.
Nice.
That's 15240 South Cicero in Oak Forest from 6 to 10. They're going to have a lovely time tonight. You have Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and every NFL playoff game through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
Hello everyone, Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to. That's right, we love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up, and that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off all pizzas when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get all pizzas for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's only valid through December 7th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
In a rush for lunch, but bored with the options? With the drive-thrus and desk eating no longer cut it, it's time to lunch up at Miller's Ale House. Fast, fresh, and filling lunch specials start at just $5.99 Monday through Friday. So stop unwrapping your lunch and start enjoying it only at Miller's Ale House.
The Xfinity Stream app has streamlined my TV viewing like none other. Welcome to the future of awesome, by the way. That's not me. It's Xfinity. I'm Jason Goff, and I'm going to tell you why it's awesome, because it's all your TV all in one place with the Xfinity Stream app. You can stream live TV and Xfinity on demand on any device at home or on the go. And if you're an X1 customer, you can also stream or download your cloud DVR shows to your device and watch it anywhere. So it's not just you're stuck with movies that you may watch, you may not watch. It's the stuff that you actually record on your DVR. Now, for me, I got a lot of things saved up. Like, I got a lot of basketball games. I got a couple of hockey games that I still have to watch. Yeah, I said hockey. Don't look at your radio like that. And as I mentioned in the last segment, I'm still watching Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reruns every once in a while. Martin reruns. Our guy Teddy mentioned Curb Your Enthusiasm. I got three or four of those I have to catch up on. My lady watches all the Real Housewives shows. We watch 60 Minutes all the time. So, yeah, you can save up your stuff, and then watch them when you're in line at the grocery store or you're waiting for that fresh cut at your barbershop. You can get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for $25 each a month for 12 months when you bundle both. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com today for more details. Offer ends New Year's Eve. That's December 31st, 2017. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
At Walgreens and Duane Reade, you can trust we've got you covered for any surprise the season brings.
Even if I run out of wrapping paper?
Yep, you're good.
What if I forget the hostess gift?
We've got something for everyone on your list.
Okay, let's just say hypothetically my in-laws show up unannounced 2 days before Christmas for the third year in a row.
We have eggnog?
Pop over to Walgreens and Duane Reade and find just what you need just in time to be holiday ready. Now with card, Ghirardelli bars are 2 for $5 or $2.99 each, valid through 12/31.
Denise, Denise, when you're not near, my heart does decrease. No, that's not good.
He went to Jared because he realized a necklace would probably say it a little better. It's the Jared Last Chance to Save event, with amazing discounts store-wide, special pricing on hundreds of new pieces, and exclusive jewelry you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Last Chance to Save event, December 7th through 10th. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs. With no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That's a new low point of the season. Just when you think that bottom can't fall out, guess what? There you go again. Here's the bottom.
Wait till Christmas Eve against the Browns.
You know, you joke about it.
Mark Trestman had a much better winning percentage than this guy.
I mean, lowest in Bears history.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Right now at the Home Depot, get free shipping on Duracell batteries, AA, AAA, 9 volt, whatever you need. Order them up and we'll ship them for free. With holiday savings, pros know this is the best time of year to save on everything for the job. And right now, that includes extra savings on the number one trusted battery brand, Duracell. It's one more way we're bringing power to the pro with free shipping on Duracell batteries, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Hi, it's Dan Burstein.
And Jason Goff.
It is Mattress Firm's Winter Slumber Sale. It's going on now through December 25th. It's winter, but you can get a free box spring when you pick out your perfect mattress. And every perfect night's sleep needs a perfect foundation. And this one, this box spring, is free.
Yeah, this Friday to Sunday, Mattress Firm is helping you complete your sleep in style and not in your $5,000 suit. You can get a free pillow and a mattress protector with any mattress purchase because everyone deserves a nap over the holidays. And for a limited time, you pay, you guessed it, 0% APR for 6 years. That's 72 months so you can sleep soundly knowing you're saving. Save that five times fast. Sleep soundly knowing you're saving. Sleep soundly knowing you're saving.
All right, that's good. All right, saving up to 70% on your favorite name brand floor samples? We're talking about Hampton and Rhodes and Serta and Beautyrest. And if you're all set on mattresses, top it off with sheets, pillows, any accessory you can dream of. This Friday to Sunday, Mattress Firm will help you complete your sleep in style. You get a free pillow and a mattress protector with any mattress purchase because everybody deserves, like you say, that nap. There's just something that is restorative about
nap.
That. And it just,
yeah,
and
Saturday night after college football.
And the sun's all weird and you don't know what time
it is.
It is winter sun and winter. Dane Placco reporting the sun is down and also weird.
I've got a jockstrap in my head.
It's the winter.
The sun's not the only thing that's weird.
It's the winter slumber sale at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
And this is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Shut it down.
Transition would have been brought to you by Webb Ford. For a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. We have thank yous. We had guests: Joe Sheehan, Brian Billick, Adam Kramer, Brett Smiley, and Hub Arkush joined us today.
All right, we want to say thank yous to the people who were involved behind the scenes, behind the camera, to be exact. That's our guy, Brian Gertz, video coordinator.
It's Cameron Sutton in coverage. Cameron Sutton, a rookie out of Tennessee.
His alma mater needs a coach.
Sure do.
University of Tennessee.
Hopefully be a matter of time. Been a long while since they've solved that.
Yes. Well, if you had just answered the call and said yes, you could have saved them an awful lot of trouble there. Rocky Top.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
You just gonna tell them talk about my ex right in front of my main girl? Is that what you're gonna do? Sean McDonough? Wow, Sean getting comfortable out here. Speaking of comfortable, oh, Nicky the Kid. Not like Matt Danny, don't do that. He's wearing his finest Steelers rugby today. Nick Szepkowski.
Everybody's on the boards. Everybody's contributing on the glass. What's changed to get everybody involved?
You know, more games and more wins, and guys getting used to having a little more confidence with the ball in their hands and get used to playing together. So, you know, overall, we won.
It's got to feel really good, Mark. Congratulations on the win. Appreciate it.
Is that Mark Gasol or Olin Krutz, by the way? Tell me that one, Olin, the first four or five words of that joint. Run that back a little bit for me, Tanny. Run that back. That's Olin. That's
everybody's
not
on the boards. Everybody's contributing on the glass. What's changed to get everybody involved?
You know, more games and more wins, and guys getting used to having a little more confidence with the ball in their hands and get used to playing together. So, you know, overall, we won't.
Yeah, you don't win a whole bunch. You got a coach fired too, you big slow goof.
Old, don't forget old.
Oh yeah, he's old. He's old. All right, our Salt in the Sound, the master creator, the audio overlord, the man, the myth, the legend, Chris Tannehill.
Guys, I finally made it to New York City.
Lady, shut the up.
Welcome. Welcome, young lady.
She's doing this like selfie turn.
She's finally
guys,
there. Welcome.
Yeah.
That's how New York should welcome you. Oh, man. For Dan Bernstein, Brian Gertz.
Back to a Jay-Z song.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Brian Gertz, Nick Szepkowski, Chris Tannehill. I'm Jason Goff. It's been a pleasure. We will talk to you tomorrow. Anthony Heron will be in for me. He will be with Dan B. Stay tuned because Lawrence Holmes is the Miller Lite Top Draft Show out there in Oak Forest at Oak Forest Bowl with Lance Briggs showing up at some time. Thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
You know, like I said, I've been pleased with the room. I was even excited to watch the room.
How much is it?
It'll be $18.
Here you go. Keep the change. Hi, doggy.
You're my favorite customer.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
8 first downs. 8 total against the San Francisco 49ers on your home field. 8 against arguably
what was then a one-win team.
Yeah, Mark Trestman had a much better winning percentage than this guy.
Wow.
I mean,
lowest in Bears history. He's past Dave Gibron.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Chicago, this holiday season, give more wonder than a State Street window. 4 lines for $40 per line per month on Verizon Unlimited. When you've got Chicago's number one network, there's nothing you can't do. Share unlimited photos and videos, send unlimited texts, make unlimited calls, and do it all from the lakefront to the burbs and beyond. Chicago, give the best unlimited for a great price this holiday season. 4 lines for $40 per line per month on the best network, Verizon.
In a rush for lunch, but bored with the options? With the drive-thrus and desk eating no longer cut it, it's time to lunch up at Miller's Ale House. Fast, fresh, and filling lunch specials start at just $5.99, Monday through Friday. So stop unwrapping your lunch and start enjoying it only at Miller's Ale House.
Space, the final frontier.
Radio.com celebrates one of the most iconic franchises in the galaxy.
Engage.
Engage.
Engage is the official Star Trek podcast with film critic and author Jordan Hoffman.
This is the place to be for science fiction fans that want to listen to recaps of the new Star Trek Discovery show, interviews with the cast and crew of Star Trek, new Star Trek, old Star Trek movies, weird sci-fi. You've got it all on
Engage. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
Radio.com presents Gamertag Radio.
Gamertag Radio is all about video games.
All the latest news and coverage related to the gaming industry.
Join hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
Get daily interviews.
All the latest gaming coverage.
Roundtable discussion.
The latest news from Xbox,
PlayStation,
Nintendo.
Exclusive content.
Everything you need to know.
Developer interview, VR, and more.
Gamertag Radio.
You don't want to miss this.
Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I give you some advice?
Good advice.
Good advice.
Radio.com presents Not So Nice Advice with comedian Chuck Nice.
We read advice columns, we figure out why they're wrong, and then we give you the real answer.
That's good advice.
So I'm torn because I know the teenagers make the worst decisions.
Yeah.
What you do is you teach your kids how to be smart about sex. And I'm talking to my son all the time about sex, and guess what? He's like, Dad, I'm 10.
Not So Nice Advice with comedian Chuck Nice.
Worst person to get advice.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Weekly horoscopes. Aries, this week will go much smoother if you spend some time planning out your work, social, and personal projects first. Taurus, something in the air is making people want to flirt with you. Gemini, your energy and creativity make this week a good one. Cancer, take your time with everything this week. Testing the waters would be a very good idea. Leo, this is not your week to take a financial risk. It will not end well. And Virgo, expect to be misread this week. You may want to avoid some people in upper management. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in